The nation's top drug regulator met with leaders of the life sciences sector in Philadelphia this week. And as WHYY's Alana Gordon reports, efforts to improve the drug development and approval process took center stage.
Moving a drug from scientific concept to commercial therapy can be a long, arduous process. But advances in science and technology have put the whole biomedical field in a very different position today. That was a big theme as Margaret Hamburg, head of the Food and Drug Administration, spoke to a crowd of hundreds of business and academic leaders at a life sciences conference. Hamburg says there's been a lot of progress, especially on accelerating therapies for rare illnesses where few, if any, other options exist.
When there is a really promising new candidate drug that shows early evidence of clinical value, that we don't want it just to be treated as business as usual.
But Hamburg also defends what can be a rigorous regulatory process. Patients must come first, she says. But she acknowledges the need to improve how products are evaluated, given recent advances in regulatory science.
I was encouraged to hear some of her comments.
Josh Tarnoff runs a Pittsburgh-based startup, Complexa. He's part of a wave of startups in the region as big pharmaceutical companies look to outsource research and development.
Smaller companies in particular face an issue of trying to get the drug through to the FDA's process, which was kind of built around the big pharma world. Now you have startups replacing a lot of the pharma. We're small, we don't have the resources.
Tarnoff says the more the FDA uses creative ways to guide the smaller companies through the approval process, the better. As it stands, he and others say generating enough funds to take a product past even that early stage of discovery remains one of the biggest hurdles in a region trying to retain its talent as some of the bigger industry anchors restructure. I'm Alana Gordon, WHYY News.